One of our colleagues went on a first date, and after her date paid, he asked her to Venmo him $1.50 for the single egg roll she ate. Yikes. We're all familiar with behavioral red flags on dates, like if your date orders for you without asking or only talks about themselves. But what about financial red flags, signs that this person may not be your financial soulmate? Last November, we spoke with Michelle Singletary, the personal finance columnist with The Washington Post, who says if you see these money missteps, run. It's worth a reminder. So I asked her if people should even be thinking about money on a first date.
I think they have it in the back of their mind. You certainly want to look at things and how they handle the bill, how they handle the wait staff. These are things that you're going to keep an eye on. But that doesn't mean that if you're a saver, you can't, you know, hook up with a spender. But you got to be sure that there is room for communications if there is a lot of differences in how you see money.
Someone else has written us, another listener has said, I dated someone whose mom would Venmo him to take me on dates. Should you be worried if you're the person that you're dating and you're very young, let's say you're in your 20s, should you be asking people what they have in their bank account with, you know, a big job? Where do you fall on that?
Yeah, I'd have an issue if mama is paying for the dates. And not because the person doesn't have money. It's because they don't feel comfortable enough in their skin to say, hey, I can't really afford this now. I'm a student or I'm in between jobs or I'm saving for X. So how about we find some ways to date that doesn't cost any money? It's that part that would bother me because, right. You know, if you're a grown man, I don't think your mommy should be paying for your dates.
If you're young, there's a good chance you're having dinner with someone who is going to be a millionaire down the road, but just isn't right now.
I mean, possible. I mean, when I, you know, dated my husband and we just celebrated 32 years of marriage.
Congrats.
And we first started at the beginning. He said, listen, I don't have a lot of money for dates. So if it's okay with you, I might pay for some, you might pay for some, or we split it. And, you know, it turns out he was as frugal as I was. And I personally find being cheap sexy. <You know? laughs> But that's me, right? Like, yeah. That's my values. And you, that's what you have to know yourself enough. What do you value in a mate? And don't overlook the red flags.
Right. Somebody who racks up debt. Talk about that, because that could be a red flag if they don't care.
Yeah, that was a red flag for me. I tell you, somebody didn't get a second date because, I mean, we went on a date. It was wonderful. And we went, you know, he was talking about how he was going to pay off his car. And I was like, oh, I found my soulmate. He doesn't like that. And then by dessert, he said, well, as soon as I pay off this car, I'm going to buy it. I don't know. It was a luxury vehicle at the time. And I just was like, oh, what? Are you kidding? You're just going to pay off the debt? He's like, well, you know, I've always wanted this car and I don't care how much it costs. And, and I was like, he did not get a second date.
I pity the guys who didn't know they were having their first date with the future Michelle Singletary. You know, who's this analyst? But talk about overspending. That's to you another red flag.
If you notice that based on their career choice, they probably make X. We can guess at that. And they've got a car note that was like $600, $700, $800 a month. And, you know, then complaining about, well, you know, I'll get to the credit card debt later. I mean, all the signs that they're living above their means. For me, that would be a huge red flag. Now, when you're dating, some of that can be kind of cute. Oh, he takes me out. We fly first class. You know, all that seems really cute until you marry and you realize that there was all your money going to this reckless stuff that was fun when you were dating, but not when you're in a relationship and you're trying to build towards the future.
You know what they say, Michelle, that it is harder for most people to talk about money than it is to talk about SEX for the little ears in the car. you know, and it is, isn't it?
It's very hard. But if it's hard while you're dating and you haven't committed to this person, your future isn't latched to them, imagine how much harder it's going to be when you're in that relationship. Dating should be the time that you kick people to the curb and quickly, right? Because the problem is if you don't recognize the red flags, if you don't act on those red flags, you'll get all emotionally tied to this person. The one thing when I was dating my husband, I asked him in our 20s, where did he see himself when it got to be retirement? That was sort of my question to see where the person was. He said to me in his 20s, I see myself, I'm going to cry now. I see myself on a back porch in a chair, watching my grandchildren play in the yard. That's what he said to me in his 20s.
And I'm so glad you didn't kick him to the curb.
And all of that meant that he shared my values. Now, and I want to really stress on this, you get to decide what your values are. And then you get to decide who you want to be partnered with in that respect. But the values have to be aligned. And if you've got someone who's very uncomfortable about talking about money and what they're doing with it, and how, even if they don't understand it, I say run until they get some therapy and figure out how to talk about money.
Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist with The Washington Post. Thank you so much as always.
You're welcome.